You're listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. I am your host, Eric Rivera, and we have a very special guest, and it is none other than Canadian kickboxing sensation, Gabriel Varga. How are you doing, Gabriel? What's going on?
I'm great, and thanks for having me on your podcast, Eric. Not too much happening at the moment for the rest of the year. It's going to be just a nice Christmas for me, relaxing. But it has been a great year with Glory and 2013. I can't complain, just getting three fights in. And I'm really, really looking forward to 2014.
Yeah, man, definitely, Gabriel. As some of you may know, if you have been followers of Muay Thai's life, we wrote an article on Gabriel talking about his career. And at the time when we wrote the article, make sure you guys check that out on MuayThaiIsLife.com. But at the time that we wrote that article, I remember, Gabriel, that when we had talked on the phone and I spoke with your dad and yourself, and you were talking about how you were kind of going in a lull of trying to find fights at that time. It was really, really tough for you to find fights at that time. It seems like a lot of them were falling through. And then we go from that to about a year later, and now you're in Glory, which is definitely, you know, gaining steam all over the world. You fought at Glory 8 in Tokyo in the tournament, and basically you won your first fight, which was against Abdullah Esbiri, lost your second fight against the very, very tough Japanese fighter Yuta Kubo. But then in your recent fight in Glory 11 in Chicago, you had a good win over American Jose Palacios, who's a well-known name here in the United States. So, you know, talk to me a little bit about that experience, Gabriel. I mean, Glory has taken off. How do you feel to be a part of this promotion? Tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to going ahead. When are you going to fight next in Glory?
Oh, well, right now I'm waiting on Glory to finalize their early 2014 schedule. As far as I know, I'm going to be on one of the earlier cards, but again, I'm just waiting confirmation on, you know, I guess that'll be Glory 14, 15, 16, when all those are going to happen. Mm-hmm. They have to deal with Spike and work around their schedule. So, yeah, there's a bunch of talks in the work there. But I'm looking for something in February or March, if it's possible.
All right, very nice. And, talk to us a little bit about your most recent fight definitely was against Jose Palacios in Chicago. Jose Palacios has a very different sort of style. I mean, he does Muay Thai, but he comes from a Sanshao background. Tell us a little bit about how that fight came through and how you felt during it and coming away with the win.
Well, I always feel good because the goal is just to get the win, mm-hmm. and to make sure I put on an exciting fight and push the pace. And I felt I did both of those in that fight. I would have preferred to fight somebody who was in the top 10 rankings, but that'll come shortly. I'm sure I'll have lots of opportunities this year to fight the very top guys. Yeah, he was a great opponent, a little different style, like you said, and I had a number of opponent switches, going from Shane Oblansky to Jose. So there's a few switches in training camp, but what I'm really looking forward to is getting up against the likes of Nori next year, I think, who's ranked number 3, and fighting Mosab, who's ranked number 2, and then getting the rematch with Kubo, because I feel I have the potential to do just so much better than I did in that tournament against him in May.
Definitely. Looking at the Glory rankings for our listeners right now, Yuta Kubo is obviously the man that did defeat you in that Glory 8 tournament. He's ranked number 1. Obviously, I know you're probably gunning for that, but you have also a couple of tough guys ahead of you with Mosab Amrani and Masaki Nori, and also Liam Harrison. I think there's a lot of great potential fights there for you. So, you know, another thing I wanted to talk about, Gabriel, is in this fight, we know that you usually train in Victoria, which is where you're currently living, correct?
That's right.
In Canada. Yeah. And you train with, I remember when we spoke a while back, you were talking to us about that you train pretty much with a small group of guys in a local gym, and it's you, and I think your brother helps you corner, and you have a couple of guys that have been, you know, holding pads for you for quite some time. But in your recent fight, you were telling me that you had been training a little bit with another very well-known trainer out of Iron Tigers Muay Thai in Toronto, Canada, Aline Hamiljean. And, tell us a little bit about that. I mean, do you usually always train with him, or is it something that you do to prepare for fights? How does that work?
Ideally, I could train with him all the time, but I do love my home over here. The west coast of Canada is beautiful, and I just like being based out of here. So I try to make make all my camps happen here, but you know, it is good to get a fresh pair of eyes, and Lynn is very skilled, so I head over there when I can make it, and you know, hopefully when it's not too cold over there either, because I'm not a fan of the cold. But I've been over there now twice, just for 2 weeks each time, and get some sparring in down there, get to get Ellen's opinion, and he has me work on a few different things, and it's just always good to switch it up a bit, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely the Iron Tigers, they have, you know, a couple of very great fighters under them. Shane Shaolin Campbell, I believe Mukai Moromo is still out there, right, fighting for them. So, I mean, in your current camp in Victoria, do you have a lot of opportunities to find sparring partners, or do you usually have to venture outside in order to get them?
I do actually have some good sparring partners on the island. There's not that many of them, and I'm very selective with who I spar with because, you know, I believe the accumulation of damage over the years from sparring is what's really going to hurt a fighter long term. So I always try to spar with guys that I can, you know, dictate, you know, we're weeks out from a fight right now. There's no need to go hard. Let's save some brain cells and work more on technique and timing. And they're capable of doing that. And then when the time comes to pick it up, you know, 3 weeks before, 4 weeks before the fight, where I want some hard sparring, they can give that to me and push me. So there are some great guys on the island that are able to push me and help me get ready for the fights. And it's been working, obviously, over the last 5 or 6 years. A couple boxers I work with, a couple guys in MMA who are good at the stand-up, and then a couple guys about 40-minute drive from me who compete in full Muay Thai, who are great to train with as well.
So the other question I wanted to ask you before we take a quick break is we just mentioned full Muay Thai rules. When we did the interview for the article that we have on Muay Thai is Life about, you know, your background and everything, I remember at that time you were kickboxing wasn't as big. It was funny because in a year how things have changed, you were on your I remember you were looking, you were talking about how you were looking to go to Thailand, or you had come back from Thailand. You were going to take some more full rules fights. You know, we were talking about how your name has always been kind of flown under the radar, and there were a lot of people that wanted to see you fight guys such as Matt Embry and Kevin Ross, you know, in a full Muay Thai rules fight. And being that your style is more of a kickboxing oriented style, at that time you were trying to focus more on getting adjusted to the full rules Muay Thai style. And now all of a sudden, you know, kickboxing is blowing up, Glory showed up, and now you're sort of going back into what fits you the best and what you really excel at, which is the kickboxing style and what you always work on. Is Glory right now, Glory, are you going to be fighting with them exclusively, or are you looking for other fights? You did mention that before we got started, you mentioned that some had fallen through. I mean, are you looking to fight in both full Muay Thai rules and kickboxing, or are you just going to strictly stick with kickboxing right now?
You know, ideally, and I've talked with Glory about this, I would love to have a contract with them for, you know, 4 events a year or 4 fights a year, and just set myself up right now for just sticking with them, because I love the fact they gave me the chance, and I'd love to help them grow. And I think I can help the sport grow in North America, because I just get so much great feedback after my fights. So many people that I've never talked to before sending me messages saying that they just love my fight. So I would love to stick with them, but that's not always realistic, because, you know, they do have a lot of fighters and they're a limited amount of events. So I'll see what happens in 2014 when we talk about contracts again. But, you know, there are lots of fighters out there that aren't going to be involved in Glory that I would like to fight. You know, I see Matt Embry at the top of my rankings on one of those websites. And, you know, it was amateur, but I have beat him before. I won every round against him. We weren't fighting with elbows, but we were doing full clinch. And, you know, I tossed him 3 or 4 times around. So, you know, it's a little bit of a slap in the face to see him up there. But I do realize he's been doing great things. But I would like the opportunity to fight him again, you know, at Lion Fight or wherever it would be, just to set the record straight and make sure everybody knows that I should be at the top. And Kevin Ross, I'd like to fight him, but, you know, that's just, I have to get my elbows going a little bit more before I move into that stage. I've heard he's quite good with his elbows, and I've asked a number of times to fight him without, and he seems to like those rules. So I'll wait and see what presents itself in 2014. And if Lion Fight is willing to give me a shot, then I might just jump on that.
Definitely. I mean, that is something that I think a lot of us would like to see. As you know, Gabriel, I mean, we've always, a lot of people have always been fans of your style. So guys, we will be right back with Gabriel Varga, and we are going to discuss a couple of other things with him, such as potential upcoming fights in 2014 and why Canadians are doing so well in the sport of kickboxing and Muay Thai. We will be right back.
The action isn't over yet. We'll be right back.
Hello, fight fans. Eric Rivera from The Striking Corner here, and I want to tell you about the newest gym for high-quality Muay Thai in New York, Staten Island Muay Thai. The only traditional Muay Thai gym in Staten Island, Staten Island Muay Thai offers classes for both adults and teens, as well as all levels ranging from beginners to advanced. Located at 140 Prospect Street between Van Duzer and Bay Street in Staten Island, New York. For more information, check out simuaythai.com or call 718-290-9299.
Hello, Eric Rivera from The Striking Corner. And are you interested in advertising your product, your service, your gym, or an upcoming event on the next episodes of The Striking Corner? Then all you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com. Once again, that's info@thestrikingcorner.com. Advertise your product or service to hundreds of fight fans all across the United States. All you have to do is contact us at info@thestrikingcorner.com for more information and details.
You are listening to Eric Rivera on The Striking Corner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Striking Corner. And we are here still speaking with Gabriel Varga out of Canada. And Gabriel, we wanted to, you know, moving on from what we were discussing previously, now you're in glory. You know, you're doing really well. You just had a great fight with Jose Palacios. You fought guys such as Yuta Kubo. And then even in the beginning of your career, I mean, you had fought guys, I remember on the take-on shows like Omar Ahmed, who was, you know, an up-and-comer back then. You have fought, like you said, you fought Matt Embry and beat him when he was an amateur. You fought guys such as Lurtzilla and did an incredible job beating him as well in K1. You know, but it's always funny to me, Gabriel, because I've known about you, and I think a lot of people know of how talented you are and how much of a mark you can make on the kickboxing scene. But it seems like you've, all throughout your career, you've seemed to have sort of always perpetually flown under the radar. And now, now with Glory, you know, people are starting to get to know who Gabriel Varga is, and you know the talent that you do have. Is there a reason that you've feel that it's kind of like always people just really don't know much about you, and then when they see you, they're super surprised about it?
I do get a lot of people after the fights that, you know, they come up and go, wow, I'd never heard of you before, and I'm going to start following you after. And, you know, the reason of that is, you know, I didn't push the social media that often. I wasn't on Facebook. I didn't have Twitter. And Glory, you know, asked me to get those going and start posting a little more, get the fans a little bit more interested, and it's been helping. You know, I get lots of questions all the time. People sending me messages recently, last week, asking me, you know, how do you throw your left body hook? How do you do that? Or people asking me, what do I do specifically for my conditioning? So getting those things out there it's fun, and it's really, really helpful. Just, you know, helping get my name out there. More people have been adding me as a fan or liking me on Facebook. But yeah, over the years, I've just sort of flown under the radar for a number of reasons. And one of the big ones, I think, being that when everybody else was down in the States fighting on, you know, Lion Fight cards and, over on the East Coast and just all of the sort of hotbeds of Muay Thai, I was doing a lot of my fights over here, and we were flying in guys from all across the world. You know, we flew guys from one of the champs from Australia, who now has a couple world titles after he fought me. We flew guys in from Romania, guys all across Canada, a couple of guys down from the States, and yeah, we just fly in who they tell us. You know, I had a fight against a guy who had a 52-2 record, and I just got no media coverage after because it happened up here, and it's great for everybody in town. Everybody knows who I am, but, you know, outside of BC, it's not, it wasn't common knowledge that, you know, I beat somebody with that record. And it doesn't really bother me because my focus has always been on just training. I love it, and I wasn't really worried about being known, but, you know, now after years of putting in it, it's nice to get a little more recognition. And because I want to help Glory build their name, it's important that people know who I am.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I, for many years, I've told people, you know, you guys got to check out this guy, Gabriel Varga. And I remember telling a couple of friends, one of them was asking me, you know, who is this guy you always talk about? And I think he was actually checked you out in one fight. I believe it was the one where you fought Lurdzilla, and then he was pretty surprised by it. And he hadn't heard of you before. So, you know, so it's good that you're getting more exposure now, because definitely I feel, man, that, you know, right now, like we had mentioned earlier, you are number 5 in the glory rankings, you know, just right behind Liam Harrison. It's funny here because I'm looking at it and you're actually ranked in glory. You're ranked above Sanchai, which is pretty impressive. And you're ranked against above guys like, well, Chibin Lim from Korea is also pretty good. And then Chung Lek from Thailand as well. So that's pretty impressive. I mean, and you're looking to move further up that ladder. Definitely Liam Harrison, Nori Amrani, and Kubo are some tough guys, and I would love to see you fight them in the future. But moving on from there, man, I just want to get your opinion about something. I've been talking with a lot of your fellow Canadians lately on the Striking Corner. My recent guest was Jennifer Lancier. She is the crew of York Muay Thai in Toronto. And then I've spoken before with guys such as Joseph Altellini and Simon Marcus. Why do you think Canada is enjoying such an explosion in Muay Thai and kickboxing? You guys have great coaches. You're yourself have been fighting for quite some time. There's names such as Matt Embry, which I know you want to fight in the future as well. People you have trained with like Shane Shaolin Campbell, Simon Marcus, Joseph Valtellini, who's also doing really big things in glory, also a fellow Canadian. You know, Give me a little bit of your opinion. What is going on in Canada that's making you guys such machines?
That's a hard question to answer. I couldn't give you an actual reason why everybody's doing so well. I mean, guys down in the States are doing great too. So I think maybe over the past, whenever it was 2 or 3 years ago, we had a lot of a lot of highlights of Canadians, because, you know, Simon Marcus beat a number of guys from the States, and, you know, Matt Embry went down and beat Kevin. So it's been looking good, but, you know, the guys on Glory right now from America have been doing really well. So I don't really know if there's a reason that I think everybody's just pushing hard right now. You know, everybody wants to show Europe that Europe and Thailand that we can all compete at that level. You know, I went over to Europe in 2011 and they had me written off before I even got there. And the promoter was saying, you know, when we go over, we call the Canadians and Americans who come over, we call them aliens. They said, yeah, we're going to go and pick the aliens up from the airport right now. And they just wrote us off. Didn't have a chance. Yeah. And then you go over and you win, and which I did. And they're just going, wow, that hasn't happened. I can't remember. He said for that organization, he said it hadn't happened in something like 15 years. But, you know, in the past, they were flying over guys who were doing that point fighting sort of style of continuous kickboxing.
Yeah.
So no, we do have some great athletes in North America. It just we're finally getting the chance to prove it, I think, now with Glory and Lion Fight and all these guys who are flying international opponents in, and the international opponents are losing more often than not, it seems. So I don't know if Canada is doing anything much more unique than America. I think we're just all doing great things.
That's a great answer. And I think what you're saying is true. North America is on the rise. I think it's because before we didn't get our time to shine with some of the biggest names. And now that the biggest names are coming over here, maybe some of the biggest names are taking a lot of these, like you were saying, they're coming over, or you guys, Americans, are going over there and they're kind of writing you off beforehand, maybe picking the Americans a little bit lightly. And then they get a little bit surprised when it doesn't work out the way they expected it to. So in the end, I think what we're seeing here in North America, not only in Canada, but in the United States, is fighters are hungry. They're hungry to show the world that America and North America, in places such as Canada, are not that far behind what everybody in Europe thinks we are. So, you know, moving on from there, definitely, Gabriel, just to sum everything up, I am glad that you are part of this new North American resurgence. Definitely glad to see that you are one of those guys that's putting the name of North America so high up in the map for kickboxing and Muay Thai. Right now, you are 2-1 in glory. You have an overall record, from what I see here on their website, 23-2. In 2014, what is the fight, you know, not saying, not calling anybody out specifically, but what is the fight you have most been maybe wanting to get or looking forward to the most in 2014?
Oh, in 2014. Well, I would like to fight Nori, Masaaki Nori, ranked at number 3. I think him and I would just have a really good, we're both very clean fighters and we're both fast paced. And I think that would be just a really nice fight for fans to watch. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'd like to fight him and I want to take his spot obviously and move up. Mosab, I would like to fight him as well just because he's well known. And I'd like to work my way up to Kubo again, although because of his style being a little awkward, I'm not looking forward to fighting him again, like actually being in the fight just because he's awkward to fight. But I do believe I can beat him. And it might not feel like the best fight, but I think I know what I have to do to beat him. So I would look forward to that fight as well.
Very nice. And you know what, man? So with all these tournaments going on, have they told you of any... another opportunity to go for, besides, are they going to do another featherweight tournament anytime soon, or is that something they're waiting on?
Yeah, it sounds like, as far as I know from everything I've read and I've just talked with them about, it sounds like four-man tournaments are the new thing for Glory. Mm-hmm. Well, the main thing for me right now is just to, because I'm in number 5 and I don't want to be part of the reserve bout. You know, I want to be in that tournament next year and I want to get that belt. I feel so much more confident than I did last year. Last year going into the tournament, it was kind of, okay, I'm competing with the very top guys in the world. And I haven't tested myself quite here and I have to do it 3 times in one night to win. And I was told that, you know, Glory just wanted to see if I even belonged at that level. So even if I did well on my first fight and lost, they'd bring me back. So I went in with the mindset, okay, I'm going to just win this first fight. That's all that matters. Win my first fight. If I do that, I'm happy. And I went in and I did it. And once I finished that first fight, I felt a wave of relief come over me. And that second fight, I just wasn't able to, I wasn't motivated enough to really push. You know, I did what I had to and I still tried to win, but not as much as I normally would because I felt I'd already got my victory. So yeah, now this year it's about moving forward and getting into that top 4. And I need to get one more win and move up the rankings to do that. So I'm sure they'll give everybody that opportunity like they did with the lightweights over in Los Angeles. They all get that chance to move into that top 4. And then after that, it sounds like there'll be a 4-man tournament later in the year, probably May or June again, I would suspect. But I've been given no word on that, so we'll see.
All right, man. So, yeah, definitely we'd like to see you in a featherweight tournament. Hopefully in one of the upcoming glories, we will see you get that fight with Masaaki Nori or Mosab Amrani to move further up in the rankings and get another shot, another crack at the very difficult Yuta Kubo. That would be a great fight. And like I said, man, like we've been discussing, if I know you want to continue on with the contract in Glory, but if we can get some of those very highly anticipated fights outside, that would be very interesting as well, having seen you in a rematch with Matt Embry or anything like that, or Kevin Ross down the line. But all in all, Gabriel, we always here at Muay Thai's Live wish you nothing but the best, man. It's been great speaking with you. I hope, like I said, we wish you nothing but luck as you continue to move for Glory, and we're very excited to see you keep fighting and see your style, you know, in the Glory ring.
Well, thanks so much, Eric, and for everybody who's been supporting me. Anybody who wants to find out more can just check me out on Facebook. That's Varga Bros, Facebook-VargaBros.com. That's where I'm posting all the time and giving little insights onto my training tips and cardio tips and all those little things. So if anybody wants to know more, you can find me on there. And happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Yes.
And thanks very much for having me on here. That was great.
All right. Well, awesome, Gabe. It was good to talk to you. Remember, guys, follow Gabe on Facebook. It's I believe you have a fan page as well, Gabriel Varga, right? You have a fan page as well?
Yeah. It's Facebook.com and the dash, and it's Varga Bros is the actual link. But yeah, if you search for Gabriel Varga, you'll find the fan page on there as well.
Yep. Okay. So definitely, guys, make sure you check him out on Facebook at Varga Bros. You can also look him up, Gabriel Varga. It's his fan page. Give him a like, support this guy. He's doing a lot of good big things in the sport, especially one of the top guys we have here in North America representing Muay Thai and kickboxing worldwide. Also, you have a Twitter, I believe, at Varga Bros. At Varga Bros. Check him out as well. And that's about it, guys. I'm glad Gabriel, once again, thank you for stopping by from your busy schedule. I hope you have a happy holiday and, you know, get a little bit of a break before year 2014. We wish you nothing but the best. Thanks a lot for speaking with us, man.
Thank you, Eric.
You've been listening to The Striking Corner, your source for Muay Thai and kickboxing news worldwide.